It is time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to have you here, Will.
Good to talk to you, Miles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, I asked, name two well-known commercial products in five letters whose names are anagrams of each other. One product is something you'd probably see in your bathroom. The second is more likely to be in your refrigerator. What products are these? And the answer is Nivea, N-I-V-E-A, which is skin products, and Evian, as in the bottled water.
Well, that was kind of tricky for our participants. Out of just 244 correct submissions, Ailey Dolgan of Somerville, Massachusetts, is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Ailey, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I'd say probably about 15 years since I first moved to the U.S. I'm originally from Canada.
Gotcha. And what do you like to do when you're not playing this puzzle?
I do a fair bit of cycling. I play ice hockey. I used to curl just to sort of feed into the Canadian stereotypes.
Yeah, ice sports. All right, Ailey, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Ailey and Miles, today's puzzle is called The Big If. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials IF. For example, if I said seasonal stomach ailment, you would say intestinal flu.
All right.
So here you go. Number one is a digit that's next to the thumb.
Index finger.
That's your index finger. Number two, father, mother, sister, and brother, but not aunts, uncles, and cousins.
Immediate family.
You got it. Your next one is a movie that doesn't originate in Hollywood.
Indie film.
That's it. Metaphor for the ruthless exercise of authority.
Iron fist.
Iron fist. You got it. Substitute for breast milk in a baby bottle.
Infant formula.
Uh-huh. Frozen block on the ocean.
Iceberg.
Ice is right. It's got to start with F, though.
Oh, ice flow.
Ice flow is it. Writer who created James Bond.
Oh, I'm totally blanking.
Uh-huh. And the I name has three letters.
I've got it if you need help.
Oh, Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming came through with it. Good. In math, what cosine is to sine?
Inverse formula?
Inverse is right.
Inverse function.
Inverse function is it. What a JPEG is.
Image file.
That's it. In basketball, the penalty for this is two free throws plus continued possession of the ball.
Oh, it's something foul.
Yes. It's not done accidentally.
Intentional foul.
Intentional foul is right. And finally, what's often cooked with curry?
Indian food.
You got it.
Well done, Ailey. How do you feel about all that?
Whew. Oh, that was fun. Thanks so much.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pen as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ailey, what member station do you listen to?
GBH in Boston.
That's Ailey Dolgan of Somerville, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks, both of you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Catherine Keniston of Beaverton, Oregon. Name two brands of household products, each in three syllables. All of the syllables in the two brands rhyme with each other. That is, the first syllable in the first brand rhymes with the first syllable in the second brand. The second syllables in the two brands rhyme, and the third syllables rhyme. What brand names are these? So again, name two brands of household products, each in three syllables, in which all of the syllables in the two brands rhyme with each other.
All right, well, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. And remember, just one entry each, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, March 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. And please don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Miles.